Like many artists of his generation, Ellsworth Kelly traveled to Europe on the GI Bill after World War II, and it was there, specifically in Paris, where Kelly learned to be an abstract artist. And we're now looking at one of his mature paintings from 1963, Blue, Green, Red. He is, I think, the most perceptive human being I have ever met in terms of the sort of precision and acuity of his view of the world. Ellsworth was exploring color, obviously, at this moment, and particularly the idea of color and shape as synonymous. And one could really read the four isolated forms in this painting as individual and rather eccentric shapes. So despite its very minimal forms, this painting really can't just be grasped in a few seconds. It really requires sustained looking. It has this marvelously electric palette. It's just three bold colors painted with very clearly defined edges, very little visible brushwork. There are aspects about it that do suggest landscape, and it's a reading that the artist doesn't entirely reject because he has said, well, the blue form could be a kind of floating cloud, and the green could be a kind of green sky, and then the red, some kind of ground. It could be about forms in nature. It could be about Romanesque architecture, a window, shadows across a stair, but always something that is about visual experience. Ellsworth once said, the most pleasurable thing in the world for me is to see something and then to translate how I see it. I'm Marla Prather, curator in the Department of Modern and Contemporary Art.